now who's holding up the caravan.
Who's holding up the caravan?
Up there. All in. My gosh, we'll never get this road work done.
Honey, how about taking the chains?
Oh, yeah. Now, do you disappear like you did yesterday? What's your mother going to think? Look, I tell you what. Let's sit down, huh? You're tired.
Oh, I'm not tired. You're tired.
Look, if you fall off the road work, I'll read you a new fairy tale.
Oh, no, I've heard all those things.
No. This is a brand new one. This is one you never heard before, I promise.
Okay, Aspen. Okay, make your
move. All right, now you fellas hop right up here on the bench. Yeah, give me a leash holder. Now, hold on to your bench, because this one's going to be a wow. Now, once upon a time, there was a horse. In fact, there were hundreds of horses. White ones, black ones, brown ones, beautiful horses. And how they could run.
Miss Charles! Miss Charles!
Yes, Stella. Baby's lunch is waiting, ma'am.
Oh, of course. Well, I should have been back 10 minutes ago. But you know how men are. They like to stay out late to show their independence.
They sure do.
I'll see if they're still in the park. I see them. They're sitting on a bench.
You mean Mr. Charles is sitting down?
So is Nicky.
You mean they ain't walking at all? The boss must have done some tall conniving before that baby let him squat.
They're such great pals. He's getting more like his father every day.
He sure is. This morning he's playing with a corkscrew.
The darling, he's reading the baby's fairy tales.
Foxy Gent, who stops in the stretch. Hasn't a chance to win. But is liable to come in first in case he forgets to quit.
Nick, why don't you just put down a book and read the racing form?
Nicholas, you know you're getting more like your mother every day. All right. Son of a gun is 40-1. Nicky, you know, something tells me that something important is happening somewhere, and I think we should be there.
He's up on his feet. He's headed this way.
Ma'am, did he hear that? Or did he smell it?
That's Mr. Charles, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
This is a cocktail, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
They'll get together.
Yes, sir. Must be telescope.
In the old days, they put a lamp in the window. Stella, the last patrol has returned, finally.
Well, Mommy, we had to get Jack down off the beanstalk.
Hi there.
Mommy!
Hello, darling. Did you have a good time?
Yes.
Did Daddy read you a story?
Yes.
Tell Mommy the story.
Son of a gun is 40-1.
Don't you think we should have a rug over there to cover that bare spot?
Someday when you're president of the United States, you're going to be able to say, my daddy was a tout.
You better hurry up with your lunch. Your baked potato's waiting.
Come on, long shot.
Swing it, sugar. I've got a sleeper in the first. I don't want to miss it. So, honey.
I'll be with you in 2 shakes of a cocktail.
Cocktail? Cocktail. I think I'll try one of those things. Estralita! Estralita!
Yes, sir, it is.
How do you know? Must be telepathy.
Doggone, that's the word I was looking for.
Oh, gorgeous gal, a cocktail, 7 winners this afternoon. Am I in a rut?
7 winners. Let's see if you can pick 1 winner for me right now.
You want a dress? Oh, sugar? Winners are what I pick, nothing else than. Of course, they are right there. That's my favorite.
Oh, Mickey, that's a nightgown.
That's still my favorite.
Mr. Tom!
Here it is. That telescope is working regular now.
And not a moment too soon. Oh, give me the road, the white concrete highway. Oh, give me a gal who's going out of my way. Oh, give me the road, the wide open spaces. And give me a wife who's a-going places.
That's very touching, dear, but I wish you wouldn't drive so fast.
Well, I don't tell you how to run the house. Oh, give me a hole and just some house.
Well, what's new?
Thank goodness neither of us was driving. We don't know a thing about it.
I know. You were just hurrying downtown to cash your relief check.
Officer, that's a very funny line.
You mean it was 5 years ago? Your license, please.
Of course, officer, I realize that you're the guardian of our safety, but this was an extenuating circumstance.
Now. Just open up your license.
Come on, open it up. Wider.
Now, don't worry. This isn't going to hurt a bit.
You see, dear, if you went to the dentist when you should, he wouldn't have to follow you around on the motorcycle.
March 23rd. Nick,
Charles.
Nick Charles, the detective?
Hmm.
Say, Mr. Charles, this sure is a pleasure. I should have recognized you, seeing the pictures in the papers. I follow all your cases. We still talk about the thin man job and the Landis case.
Yeah?
Why, it's the slickest detective work in 50 years. Oh, Nick Charles. The last time I read about you, Mr. Charles, you was in New York, you was.
I were? I was?
Yes, you was. See, Nick, you're working on a new case?
Well,
You can tell me, Nick. What kind of a job you on this time?
I'm trying to fix a speeding ticket.
Well, you could do it, if anyone could. What's the address?
We're staying at the St. Cloud Hotel.
St. Cloud Hotel. Say, isn't this a great day to get out of the city?
Yes.
Especially in an open car? When you go 80 miles an hour in this job, I bet you don't even feel it.
He's feeling it now, aren't you, Nick?
Boy, oh boy, wait till I tell the family I met Nick Charles and Mrs. Charles. This is Mrs. Charles, ain't it?
That's the way we check in at the motels.
No one will get a word out of me, Nick. It's okay, honey. Just sign it, Nick. I made a carbon copy for the kids. They save autographs.
Flatter.
Where are you heading, Nick? The track?
Yes, but we just as soon sit here and talk.
No, that'll make you late. To show you how the force feels about you, Nick, I'll escort you to the track myself. Oh, boy, wait till I get in here about this. Follow me, Nick!
Police cars, motorcycles.
Oh,
and I see an ambulance, too.
Keep an eye on that.
Money. What's happening? Looks like a riot.
Maybe somebody hit the Daily Double.
Hi, Nick. How are you, pal?
Well, what do you know, buddy? Nick Charles.
Hey, Nick,
here.
Hey, Nick.
How'd you get here so soon? We only got the flash a couple of minutes ago.
We were swept into it.
Don't let us keep you, boys.
Oh, there's no hurry, Nick.
There's no hurry, there isn't,
eh? Oh, Lieutenant Abrams.
Hello, Lieutenant.
Why, you flannel-headed playboys, it's been a murder. You're on the scene of the crime and you're staying here drawing. Get to work before I hand out a flock of suspensions. Come on, shake it.
Hello, Nick. Hello, Mrs. Charles. What's the good word? Did I hear something said a minute ago about speed? That's discipline.
But you said a man was murdered.
Don't worry, he won't get away. You know, I haven't seen you and Nick in ages.
What happened?
You know that jockey Golez? The one who was caught throwing the fourth race yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
He was shot.
Why, they're strict at this track.
Mm-hmm. What? Oh, I don't think the track official shot this one. Do you, Lieutenant?
He was undoubtedly bumped off to keep him from talking.
Sounds exciting. Who did it?
Person or persons unknown did the job. And it's my job to see that they don't stay unknown. Well, so long, Nick. Goodbye, Mrs. Charles. I got to see a man about a murder.
Good luck, Lieutenant. With luck, we ought to be out of here by the last race. Uh-oh, there go my seven winners.
The body's back in the shower, Lieutenant. This way. On one side. Heads up. All right, boys, heads up. Coroner, here's Lieutenant Abrams.
Oh, nice of you to come over, Lieutenant. The DA thought you'd better be in on this. Probably be laid in your lap anyway.
Okay. What's the score?
Death was instantaneous from a bullet wound, penetrating the left eye and then the brain. A .38 caliber bullet or maybe a little bigger. I'll get it for you later.
Thank you, Doc. Would the angle of fire be okay if the shot was fired from that window?
Mind your own business, Clark. I'm running the homicide squad, not you and your paper. Okay, a couple of you guys get out there and beat through the grounds for the gun. Come on. Okay, you guys, you took enough pictures to pay for a house.
Well,
next time.
Watch
out.
I've got nothing to do with this case. Oh, come on. Lieutenant Abrams, that's all. I have one leg. Only way to the jail. Just a bystander. Hey, hello, Paul. Maybe they call these news hawks off. I've got nothing to do with it. I'm innocent. I'm looking for Abrams. Lieutenant Abrams, you've been around?
I thought I told you guys to beat it. Mr. Charles has got no connection with this case.
I tell you, Lieutenant, have you any insurance with the police?
Sure, I got great connections.
Yeah, well, then maybe you can help me out. My car is completely surrounded by your mechanized division.
Sure. Say, get some of those squad cars out of Mr. Charles' way.
Right.
Thanks, Lieutenant.
Nick.
I want to ask you something that... What? Just a minute, Nick. I'll be right back.
I room with Golez. And last night, he didn't sleep a wink. He was scared. He knew they were laying for him. Poor Golez. He never kept the horse from winning in his life. Well, they made him do it.
Is it all right with you if I question these witnesses?
Get back in there, kid.
Get him out and keep him out.
The gamblers. They murdered Golez. They were afraid he'd squeal at the inquiry. They laid for him and they got him.
Come on, get it quick.
Okay. Dry up.
All right, let's go.
Say, Clark, how about splitting with the rest of us newsboys on this picture?
Sorry, Barrows, that's exclusive.
Now, don't be like that. Let me take that plate and I'll have prints made for all of us.
Hey, I wouldn't trust you with that plate, Whitey. Something might just happen to it.
Why, you punk news hog, another crack like that, and I'll...
Right outside, you scribblers. Go on, get outside and kill each other. See if I care. Get them out of here!
Wait a minute, Mr. Charles.
We're all friends.
So I don't mind letting you in on the dough before the papers get it.
Every time I miss a race, I'm losing dough.
You see, Nick, the murderer couldn't get in from this side. And there are no footprints on the outside. There's no gun, no clue, no nothing.
Very interesting, huh?
Yeah, very.
Of course, I know just what to do.
Oh, of course you do.
But, Nick, what would you do?
Well, if I were you...
Yeah?
And I was in the spot you're in...
Yeah.
I'd take a shower.
Oh! Hey!
All right. There we are.
Did Daddy win at the races today?
Shh, darling. Just keep quiet.
Didn't Daddy ever win at the race?
Darling, don't ask questions.
Daddy go to the races tomorrow?
No, dear. Daddy go to court on speeding lap.
A reference to the father's police record may tend to undermine the child's parental respect.
Perhaps you're right, dear. Are your hands clean? That's fine.
Daddy, drink.
Oh, thanks, pal. Mommy's a great kid. I'm much obliged.
Oh, there's nothing. Anytime.
Daddy, drink milk.
Daddy doesn't like milk.
Stella, bring Mr. Charles a glass of milk.
But, darling, we mustn't let him become headstrong.
Daddy, drink milk.
He's made up his mind. He won't drink it unless you do, too.
But I can't drink milk. I'm a big boy now. I wear long pants. I go out with girls.
No, drink milk.
If you let him down now, you'll kill all his respect. Stella, take the shaker away. Well?
It's awfully white, isn't it?
You wanted to be a father. Drunk, dear?
I keep seeing purple cows.
Mr. Charles, there's some gentlemen to see you. Mr. Paul Scully and Mayor Clark.
Paul's... Oh, that could be Paul Clark and Major Scully. I think perhaps I'd better see them.
Well, can't they wait until you finish dinner, darling? Well,
this may be very important, but I hate to tear myself away. Well, hello, Paul. Hiya, Major.
Hello, Nick.
You don't know how happy I am to see you.
You are?
Oh, you got here just in time. My son just put me on the milk wagon. Would you have a snort?
Nothing for me.
No? Sit down. I'll have just a short antidote. What's up?
Well, I suppose we might as well get down to cases.
I hope you don't mean murder cases. Uh-oh.
Nick, when they appointed me special deputy for the state legislature, they handed me a headache.
This gambling racket getting you down, Major?
That jockey was our first real witness.
Golez might talk, Nick, so they shut him up with a bullet.
And we're right back where we started.
Oh, well, that's a luckier break than Golez got.
The syndicate responsible for this has got to be smashed. But we're helpless unless we get actual evidence to convict them.
Hmm. I can think of pleasanter pastimes than tangling with the Stevens Macy crowd.
It's not who they are, Nick. It's how to nail them.
Nick, you're the one man who can do that.
Nick can do anything if you'll get to work.
Why, Grandma, what long ears you've got.
Good evening, Major.
Hello, Mr. Charles.
Hello, Paul. How's my favorite reporter?
Well, not doing so well at the moment, Nora. That's why I'm here.
Oh. Shall I get your hat?
What? Me go to work? Why, I'd feel like a cad leaving you to spend dull evenings alone.
No. I'd just love to see you catch those crooks.
Good.
Well, Nick, we're a united front.
Thanks, Major, but I really haven't the time. Mrs. Charles has to be taken places. Dances, prize fights, nightclubs, wrestling bouts.
You never take me to wrestling bouts.
Well, you're always asking me to.
There's some tonight. Will you take me?
Oh, well, too late to get tickets now, dear.
Well, Nick, you can have my press pass.
Oh, thanks, Paul.
Saboteur. Huh? You see?
Yes, Nick, I think I do. Well, it was a good idea while we had it.
Don't worry if you ever get tired of wrestling a while. Let them to us, will you?
What'll I wear for the wrestling?
The little girl's never wrestled before. They're wearing tights this season, dear.
Hmm?
Yeah, tights, you know.
Joe! Oh, excuse me, lady. See, that's a screwy-looking hat. Hey, Joe!
Please. Ticket for Paul Clark?
Yes, sir. Nick Charles, alias Paul Clark, huh?
Hello, Macy. Yes, Clark's letting us use his tickets tonight.
All right with you?
Sure. I didn't know you were a friend of Clark's.
Oh, boon pals. He's a smart reporter.
Is he? I never read his stuff.
You should. Fellows like you that help him write it. Thank you.
Dick Charles, glad to see you.
Oh, Mr. Stevens.
You're going to see some great wrestling tonight.
How do you know? You at the rehearsal? Sorry, that's one of the babies Major Scully wanted me to tackle.
Which one? The man or the fur-bearing animal?
Dick.
That's right. That indicates from all angles.
Oh. Hello, Whitey.
Hello, Link. How do you do, Miss Porter?
How do you do?
Link, I want to see you about something important.
Sure. Always glad to talk to the press.
Drop up to the office later, Whitey. Link and I got something to talk over first.
Honey, you wouldn't mind sitting alone for a while?
Darling, of course not.
May I see you to your seat, Miss Porter? Big crowd tonight.
You needn't bother. Thank you, Mr. Barrow.
Oh, it'll be a pleasure. Say, Whitey, I haven't seen the papers. What's new on the jockey? Well, he's got any leads?
No. They don't know any more about it than you do, Fred.
I think it was sweet of Paul to let us have a ticket after you turned it down.
Hot dogs, a pound of meat and a loaf of bread for a dime. Hot dogs, a pound of meat and a loaf of bread. Well, I turn in every cent I collect, but ain't old Nick Charles. Hiya, Nicky boy.
Hiya, Meatballs. Honey, meet an old pal, Meatballs Murphy.
I'm Charles.
The girlfriend, Nicky?
No, the wife.
Well, what do you know? Here you are, baby, a wedding present. I wouldn't take a dime if it was offered to me.
Well, I don't know what to say, Mr. Meatballs. You're too kind.
Not at all, not at all. Hot dogs, last call. Positively not sold during the contest.
Be a great fight tonight.
True.
Got the 5,000, Miss Porter?
No, not yet. Buddy, I'm afraid to ask Link.
That's rich. You're afraid to ask for dough. I gave you until tonight. Now I'll see Stevens. He'll be glad to hear my story.
Buddy, listen, please.
Make it fast. My time's valuable.
Link would never give me that much money.
Why, you've got him eating out of your hand. You know, I'm a softy myself when it comes to women. Forget about the money. I'll take this instead.
No, you don't. Link would find out.
Not unless you tell him, and you won't. Just say you lost it.
Presenting the Irish Express at 365, Mike Michael. Presenting the Hindu champion at 333, Gandhi.
Hiya, Nick.
Hiya, Spider.
Where you been? How come I ain't seen you around?
I've been around. Where you been?
I ain't been around.
No? Ain't stir?
I was a victim of circumstances. The DA framed me, not knowing I was guilty. Ain't that a coincidence?
Yeah. Spider, I want you to meet Mrs. Charles. Dear, this is Spider Webb.
You're Nick's wife.
Yeah, ain't that a coincidence?
Baby, meet Mr. and Mrs. Charles. Folks, meet Lana.
Any friend of Spider's is a friend of mine.
Baby, you've arrived.
Has who?
Says me.
Hey, you're nuts. What are you fucking about?
Sit down. You want to fight? Just get in the ring. Hey, look at the screwy hat on the dame.
Enjoying the wrestling, dear?
Honey, dear.
Why, yes, Denny. What kept you so late?
Too many cops. They got nothing on me, see, but I don't like them. Any dirt about the jock? The one that got drilled?
I only know what I read in the papers.
Yeah, well, that ain't much.
I'll tell Mr. Stevens.
Yeah?
Rainbow Benny's here.
Send him in. So, you got here at last.
What's loose? What's the matter? Something going screwy?
Pull yourself together, Benny.
Oh, sure, Fred. I'm all right. It's been a heavy day.
How heavy?
50 G's, no less. And spread from the pine-clad hills of Bangor to the Golden Gate. With stopovers to Pittsburgh, Chicago.
Let's see the list.
Sure.
Yeah? Tell him to wait. Get in the other room.
You don't seem glad to see me, kid.
Mr. Stevens said you were to wait.
Okay.
Let me by.
What's going on here? Come in. You don't have to stand for any guff while you're working for me.
Thank you, Mr. Stevens. Here's the figures on tonight's sales.
Thanks.
Good night.
Good night. What's on your mind?
I don't like dead jockeys, Link. That's what's on my mind.
What's it to us? What you like?
Link, it's like this. I've done the best I could for you up till now. I've whitewashed you plenty in all the papers.
So now you're losing your nerve. Too bad.
But it's getting hot around here. I need a change of air.
I suppose you need car fare. Would $500 help you out?
I'm not going for a weekend, Link. This is for good. I need $10,000. It's cheap enough for all the fixing I've done.
That's a lot of dough, Whitey. More than I've got on me. Just stick around downstairs. We'll see you later.
Yeah, later, Whitey.
Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Looks like we could use a new whitewasher.
Yeah, suits me.
Say, boys, on the level, is Whitey taking a powder? Is he leaving right away?
Suppose he is. Will you miss him?
I hope to kiss a pig, I will. He owes me dough. $8,000. $8,000. And he never said a word to me about leaving. You can't trust nobody, fellas.
Molly, darling.
Darling. You sounded worried, though. I've had an anxious feeling ever since you phoned.
I gotta get action right away. You read the papers?
They'll stop at nothing. That's why I'm frightened. For you.
No matter what I do, I can't get the goods on those crooks. Tonight I asked Nick Charles if he'd help me. He turned me down. Well, I can't blame him.
Wait on, sir?
Yes. Here's some tea, man.
Yes, sir.
Help yourself and don't baby. No longer, mind you. Paul, what are you doing? Paul, you mustn't.
I'm going to search that office right now tonight. I made up my mind. Those racketeer bosses of yours will be somewhere down in the arena. They must keep some record somewhere.
But to think, what would happen if we're caught?
If we're caught, did you say? Hey, what kind of a heel do you think you're going to marry? Just sit tight, have yourself a drink. I'll be back in a jiffy.
Paul, I can't let you do that. Mr. Stevens' desk is locked. I haven't got a key to that.
I'll find a way. I'll take it easy.
Wait, Paul, you mustn't. I'm afraid.
Back up. Keep moving. Back into that office.
Now, see here, Whitey. Let's...
Let's not. I can drop you right in that floor and collect a reward. You're a prowler. You broke in here. Well, what were you looking for, a stamp? Get your hands up. Up. So you found the family archives. You know, I can use that little book in my business.
I'll make a bargain with you.
I'll see, but you get up by the window.
What's the matter? What is it?
Get a doctor quick. Call the police.
I hope you get out of it all right.
Thanks, lady. Good night.
Good night.
Come on, Bacon.
If it ain't Nick Charles and the little woman.
Nicky, pal, how's tricks?
You certainly got on the spot quick, Nick. How come you beat us here, Nick?
We took a shortcut. Don't let us keep you boys if you're busy.
Well, that's all right, Nick. We got plenty of time.
Oh, you got plenty of time, huh? Why, you anemic pack of bloodhounds has been a murder. Rigor mortis is setting in, and you lounge here gabbing. Come on upstairs.
Well, folks, here we are again, and here's another murder.
Say, did the Irish thrush win? He's my cousin.
Either I'm dreaming or I've lived through this before.
Funny how I meet you at all my homicides.
Well, we won't be at this one long.
Maybe not. But a friend of yours will. Two newspaper men just had it out. One of them is now dead. The other is Paul Clark.
Paul? Come along.
I don't know what happened. We had a fight. I was not cold.
You were not cold. I suppose Whitey is just taking a nap in there.
Oh, I didn't kill him.
Here, come back here, you.
Paul, darling, I thought you'd been killed.
You shouldn't have come.
I told you to keep people out.
I couldn't help it, sir. She busted right
behind me. Pardon me.
That key's mine. It wasn't Paul's. I gave it to him.
Oh, so that's how you got in here. This girl was in it with you. Who were you?
I work here.
Nice work.
He came to get evidence, that's all. I helped him. I knew it was wrong, but it isn't murder.
Nicky, do something before they both convict themselves.
Is this your gun?
No.
No, it was Whitey's, and it hasn't been fired.
So it hasn't been fired.
Then it's using a new perfume, burnt powder.
I didn't fire it. I came up here to get Stephen's records, and I found them in his desk. In a black book.
Where is it?
Barrow took it. Well, he had the gun.
There's no book in Stephen's desk on you or in Barrow's pockets.
Paul's telling the truth. There was a book. Ask Mr. Stevens. Or Mr. Macy.
When I get to him. I sure wish that watchman could describe the guy he almost caught.
Almost caught?
Yeah. Someone was running down the stairs right after the shot was fired. It was too dark to get a description. Let's take another look inside. Keep those lovebirds apart. They might try to cook up a story.
Well, they do. You didn't care for the first one.
Nicky will get you out of it. Just like that.
Well, Doc... Shot. No kidding. I thought maybe he drowned. Can you tell us when he left this nice, peaceful world?
Dead approximately half an hour.
Mm. It's quite a lump on the back of his head. They tap hard in his fraternity.
A large bruise, not serious.
Lucky for Barrow, it isn't serious.
But he isn't supposed to have a bruise. It's Clark who claims he bumped his head.
No contusion on Clark. He may have struck his head on the desk, but no mark.
Which often happens. What about the angle of the bullet? Downwards, huh?
How did you know that?
Very simple. You see, Paul is only a little taller than Whitey, so I figure he must have been hanging on the chandelier when he shot him. Or perhaps standing on a chair. Any footprints on the chairs, Lieutenant?
What are you driving at, Nick?
Me for downtown.
You know, it looks to me as if Whitey must have been lying on the floor when he got it.
Clark's a fine sportsman. At least he could have done it, shot him on the rise. I'll send the boys for the body.
Let's suppose, for a moment, that some third party saw Paul and Whitey fight. Let's assume that the third party saw Paul go down. Out cold. The gun had been kicked right at his feet, let's say.
All right, let's say.
Our third party could have picked up the gun, slugged Whitey from behind, which would account for that bruise on the back of Whitey's head, and have taken the book from his pocket.
Sorry, Nick, it won't gel. Why should this party, the third party, shoot Whitey after he knocked him cold and took the book, if there was a book?
I'll say that Whitey came to and recognized him. Our third party had to shoot him, leaving Paul to take the rap.
As far as I'm concerned, there isn't any third party and there isn't any book. I'm sorry, Nick, to pick on a friend of yours, but I'm booking the kid. If I didn't, I'd have the DA down my throat. And is he a pill?
Oh, Lieutenant, I'd like to have a look at that stuff Whitey had on him.
Sure, out here. It's just the usual junk. Help yourself.
What was Whitey doing in here, and how'd he get in?
Hello, Lieutenant.
What's going on here?
Evening, Nick.
Hello, Mrs. Charles. Can you figure heads or tails on this affair? I just walked into the arena and...
I was in the ticket office, I tell you. What more do you want?
Relax. Relax, Fred. They won't keep us long.
Hello, Lieutenant. Oh, you here, too. What's this, a convention?
Cheer up, Macy. Maybe the lieutenant will let you sell tickets.
All right, all right. This is all we found on Barrow. If there was a record book, it crawled away.
Well, what record book? There's no record book.
We'll take you first, since you're so upset. Where were you from 9 to 10?
I was in the ticket office. I never left it. Ask McGuire.
That's right, Lieutenant. He was in the ticket office. He never left it.
Doing what?
Checking up on the ticket sales.
Yes, he was checking up on the ticket sales.
At 10, I went out for a sandwich, and then took a little drive. Any law against that?
Not if you got a driver's license.
By the way, Macy, what was the total ticket sale?
Why,
Maybe I should have telegraphed that one.
Mr. Stevens, do you mind telling us where you were from 9 to 10?
I was with a lady, a Miss Porter.
Nicky, see this laundry list in Barrow's pocket?
Yes, we'll get to it later.
It's a woman's laundry list.
Well, maybe he had a wife.
25 kimonos? That's a harem.
I'd like to run along, Lieutenant, if you're through.
Oh, just a minute, Bloodhound. Oh, Lieutenant, I think this laundry list of Barrow's might interest you.
3 bloomers, 25 kimonos, 10 slips, 5 panties, 15 chemises.
Sounds like Wash did that.
Hey, that's the list that was in Stephen's ledger. The one I found in the drawer.
Apparently, the slip of the ledger must have parted company somewhere. Just a minute, Major. What did Hotbox pay in that race you're investigating?
70 to 1.
See here, Lieutenant? The laundry mark is GP. Now, that could stand for Greenway Park.
Go on, Nick. I'm listening.
The weight of the bundle, 17. Well, either that's a lot of laundry, or it's the odds on Hotbox, 17 to 1. 25 kimonos.
K. K. Maybe K for Kansas City. 25,000. They got some big bookies there.
Mm-hmm. 15 chemises. C for Chicago. 15,000 bet there.
Say, now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah. Up Creek.
Mr. Stevens.
Yeah.
Could this, by some queer coincidence, be your list of out-of-town bets on that race?
Keep swinging, Lieutenant.
I'd like to look into this, Nick. It may help the committee in its work.
What work?
Work that will put an end to your kind of vermin.
There wasn't any book, so Clark never saw one.
That's not true. There was a ledger. I've seen him making entries. He and Whitey had an argument in there tonight.
She's Clark's girl, and obviously a double-crosser. Took salary from me while she was spying for him.
Miss Porter is your girl, isn't she?
Yes.
Does that let her out? She's your alibi, your only alibi.
I don't think I'll say any more without my lawyer.
All right, you can go now. You too. But stay where I can find you.
Good luck, Nick.
What really worries me is that jockey.
Yeah. Still dead, huh?
But since I've got two murderers to catch, it's nice to have one in the bag.
$5 will get you 10. There's only one murderer.
Go on. There's no connection.
I'm still betting there's one murderer.
Well, this is one bet I'll win. Sorry, Clark. I'll have to take you downtown.
You too, Miss Ford.
You can't arrest her. She's done nothing at all.
She let you in, son. That gives her credit for an assist. Riley.
Yes, sir.
Stay with the body until they take it away.
Yes, sir.
Come on, folks.
Chin up. I'll split that $5 with you, Paul.
Nick, you can just mail me the $10.
Nick, in a way, I'm responsible for Paul being in this jam. He was helping me. Now, if there was something I could do to help him...
I'll call on you, Major.
Good night, Nick. Mrs. Charles.
Good night. Nicky, do you really think there was only one murderer?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Hunch.
About what?
Shower.
You mean where the jockey was shot?
Uh-huh.
What about it?
Don't know yet.
You going to examine it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's go.
Uh-uh. Mama goes home.
Oh, Nicky, you know you click better when I'm around.
Uh-huh. Not in the men's shower. I tell you what. You go home, cold cream that lovely face, slip into an exciting negligee.
Yes?
And I'll see you at breakfast.
Hiya, Henry.
Hi, Mr. Charles. I've been waiting for you. Everything is open.
Oh, fine. I'm very much obliged to you.
That's a nice cup you have there.
Not too loud. You get a swell head.
He's a brave little fellow, isn't he?
Oh, say, they don't come any braver. That dog could fight tigers for me.
Asta, you bully. I think this will work, Esther. Now, if our hook just holds. There we are. What do you think of that? And without any bait. Esther? Not a word of this. Stick him up or I'll blow you in two.
Oh, don't shoot, Nicky. It's me.
Why, Mrs. Charles. Well, follow me, huh? Sure, I'll help you. Is that what you were trying to do for me?
I'm just trying to show you can't neglect me.
I might have shot you.
Even that's better than staying home alone. Here, hold this.
I like the way you sneaked up on me.
I was doing all right until the wind closed the door and everything went black. Tell me, Nicky, what'd you find in the shower?
Evidence.
Really? Well, then you know who killed the jockey?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Shh. Stevens. Mason. Claire Porter. McGuire. Martin. Paul Bob. Lieutenant Avery. Nick. You. Me.
What are you doing, young fellow, chasing the tiger? Say, Mr. Charles. You've done all right in there. Oh, it's you, Mrs. Charles. Gee, Mrs. Charles, that's quite a hat, ain't it? Where did you get a hat like that?
You like it?
You bet. Screwy, ain't it?
You can have it.
You don't know nothing. Nobody knows nothing. People are getting murdered, but nobody knows nothing. Finney. Finney. After you saw Stevens in the office last night, did you go back again?
No, sir. Honest, I told you all I know. That's the truth, sir. So help me, Captain.
Flattery won't get you anywhere. I'm a lieutenant.
But I'd like to be a captain. Now think. Think. What connection did Whitey Barrow have with Stephens and Macy?
None that I know of. On the level, I seen him around once in a while, but he always got newspaper men around.
Hiya, Nick.
Oh, hello, Mr. Charles.
Lieutenant. Hiya, Benny.
I can go now, huh, Captain?
Yeah. But stick around. Don't get any notions to travel.
Not me. No, sir. Thanks. So long. So long, Mr. Charles.
So long. You'd think Stevens' betting commission would know a little about the inside. But that guy's like a clam.
Lieutenant, how would you like to buy a gun? Say for $5?
I got a gun. $5. Say, what is this, Nick?
That's the gun that killed the jockey.
Nick, that's great. Where'd you find it?
In the drain pipe in the shower.
I should have found that. Ah, but that's all right. We'll trace the gun. Nick, how'd you know where to look for it?
Well, the angle of the bullet was peculiar. As you remember, it entered his eye and went upward toward the top of his head. Well, if he'd been shot from the window, he'd have had to be holding his head back like this, which is unlikely. The most logical place the bullet could have come from
was below.
You've got it.
Sure I have. What have I got?
Lieutenant, the jockey wasn't murdered.
Suicide? You mean he killed himself and then hid the gun?
No, he hid the gun and then killed himself. Mind you, he may have been thinking it's suicide when he went into the shower. Perhaps he lost his nerve. At all events, he wanted to get rid of the gun. So he opened the cover of the drain pipe, dropped the gun down, butt first. The hammer of the gun hit a curve in the drain pipe, and the gun went off.
And when the body fell forward, it closed the drain pipe.
Lieutenant, you've solved it.
Well, you've helped me. Nick, this is one bet I don't mind losing. Thanks to you, I've only got one murder on my hands. Well, I'd be glad to tell that to those news hounds. So if there's anything I can do to help...
Just one thing. Let me give the story to the reporters, and let me do it in my way.
Pal, your way is my way.
What's cooking, Lieutenant? Are you down, crack?
Gentlemen, there's the gun that killed Goles. Lieutenant Abrams found it in the drain pipe of the shower.
Yeah?
Well,
whoever shot Goles hid it there, right?
Right. And when we find the murderer of Goles, we'll find the murderer of Farrow, too.
Oh, and both of them rubbed out by the same guy.
Same guy. Both of them knew too much for somebody's safety, so they had to be silenced, right, Lieutenant?
No. Yeah. What about Paul Clark?
Oh, Paul's innocent. He'll be released. Right, Lieutenant?
Yeah, right. No. Yeah.
That's all, boys.
Thanks for the story, Mr. Charles.
Hey, Nick.
What is this?
Lieutenant, look. Everybody but you and me thinks the Golas was murdered. Whoever killed Barrow thinks so, too. Now, when he reads that we think the jockey's murderer committed both crimes, he may try to help us find that murderer.
You mean he'll try to frame a substitute for Paul Clark?
Well, that's what I'm hoping. Now, if he snaps at our bait, that's where you come in.
Sure I do. Sure I do. Where do I come in?
Why, don't you see? You'll be the first policeman in history to use a fake murder to solve a real one.
What? Good.
I'd like to talk to Mr. Charles.
He ain't here. Who's calling?
It's very important. I've got to see him.
Who is it, Stella? Oh, hello there. Come in.
I got to see Mr. Charles. I got some information for him. I only got a couple of minutes to tell him.
Well, Mr. Charles isn't here. Can you give it to me?
No, I got to give it to him. I'm going away, see? And I got to give it to him.
All right. You wait. I'll get him on the phone. Hello? Mr. Charles? Oh, hello, Mickey, darling. Mr. McGuire is here. Yes, from the arena.
He's got some important information for you. He has to give it to you right away.
Let me talk to Mrs. Charles.
Oh, yes, I'll be sure to get the information correctly. Bye. Mr. Charles wants you to talk to me, so you sit right down here. He's very busy in a very important conference. Now.
Okay. Now, this is what I want Nick to know. Last night, I was in the ticket.
Another one?
Hey, I'm groggy now.
Come on, Daddy, you ride that one.
Not me. Daddy goes so far, but no further.
He's afraid. Pretty cat.
No, I'm not free. Yeah, I was just fooling. Yeah. Fooling.
Hey, you, let go of my tiger!
Raw oysters, dear, or a dish of salt pork.
It's nice sleuthing, Molly.
Thank you, darling. Are you going to see Mason?
Oh, Claire Porter.
I had a feeling you'd be working that angle before long.
It's all in the line of duty.
Gee, you were swell, Daddy.
Oh, thank you, Sonny. Tomorrow I'll buy you an earthquake. Come on, let's get away from that Mickey Finn.
Where's Astor?
What?
I'm very flattered at your visit, Mr. Charles, but if it's about the case, I don't think I can help you. You see, I hardly knew Mr. Barrow.
Oh. Well, you didn't miss much. He wasn't exactly one of nature's noblemen.
Really?
Hmm.
How nice.
Come in. It doesn't have any fragrance.
It doesn't need any around you.
I'm glad you like my perfume. It's new. It's called Out of This World.
Mm, Out of This World. Well, that brings us back to Whitey Barrow. You know, he was talking with someone, having an argument in a corner at the arena last night. That's rather important in a murder case.
I see. And you thought it might have been me?
Well, the girl about your size, I thought it might be well to run down the lead without checking with the police first.
I can't imagine why you should think that... Oh. Do you know, I think it might have been me. I was standing in the lobby with Mr. Stevens when Mr. Barrow came along and he took me to my seat. On the way, we stopped to chat.
Oh. I'm glad you remembered.
Oh, silly of me to forget. But it wasn't an argument. On the contrary, we just chatted about a mutual friend.
Don't we all? Yeah, I'm glad we cleared it up. Now I can forget about it and concentrate on prettier things.
You know, you're really not like a detective at all, Mr. Charles. Don't pound the table, shout, or threaten.
I'm not really a detective. I just use that as an excuse to get out of the house at night. Well, I don't suppose you enjoyed those wrestling bouts very much last night. You left quite early, huh?
I found it a bit too brutal. Gave me a headache.
Yes, especially when that fat clown broke his arm.
Oh, that was dreadful.
But that was next to the last bout. Then Mr. Stevens didn't take you home before the murder.
Yes, he did. I didn't see that bout. I read about it in the morning papers. You are a detective, after all.
Why did Whitey Barrow have to take you into a secluded corner to chat about a mutual friend?
We just happened to meet in a secluded corner. Really, Mr. Charles, this cross-examination is becoming a bit tiresome.
I'm sorry, but you said that Barrow was taking you to your seat. Why the detour?
None of your business. I'm not on trial.
Not yet.
That's what I deserve for letting a double-crossing cop in the door. Get out. Get out.
Thanks for the camellia.
And don't come back.
Don't look now, but your accent's showing.
Beckle, did you hear what he said? Get the car while I get this.
Time with the compliments of Dr. Fang, your friendly dentist. Folks, do you have shabby teeth? Do you have aching teeth? Do you have teeth? You don't?
How do you do?
Well,
what's your racket, buddy? Brushes or magazines?
I have police permission to look over Mr. Barrow's apartment.
Oh, you want to taste the joint, eh?
Yes, I'd like to glom the layout.
But the copper snooped all through there this a.m.
Ah, but this is the p.m., and I've got another angle on Barrow.
That grifter owed me 2 months' rent. The slug he got saved me the trouble of tossing him out of his ear.
Yeah, that's always such a bother. Go after you, Mother.
Now, before you die, my pretty one, I shall tell you, I am not Professor Fetlock, the astronomer. I am Bagel, the bat.
Mothers, do your kiddies knock each other's teeth out?
Do you figure it is a mob that bit Bell or a solo job?
Well, I'm just a little bit in doubt. What do you think?
I'll lay a 6-2 even for the name.
Yeah. Well, you think that
this is
your star
Dang.
Boarder was...
I've got that commercial time, so I never have to hear it.
Now, you were saying that Mr. Barrow...
Valet, have you packed the Tommy guns?
Yes, Chief.
Have you got the poison gas?
Yes, Chief.
Have you got the tickets for the train?
Yes, Super Chief.
Then I go. Quick, my shortwave hat, my invisible cape, and my six-fingered gloves. Now we shall see who is the master of...
The battery.
Oh, no double-crosser. Holy smoke. I missed my very blood program.
Now, sir? Sharpen up your nose.
Well, we got a little work here. Not much work. Like out of this world? Whitey Barrow did. Come on. Well, come on. What are you trying to do? Give yourself a hot foot? Oh, frostbite, huh? That's the hottest radiator in town. Would you come in? No.
Well, then I'll come out.
How did you get in here?
I was on a treasure hunt, same as you. But I was the early bird. Look what I dug up. Yours?
Yes.
Now, how did that get in here? And while we're at it, how did you get in here?
I've been here quite a lot before.
Did Stevens know about you and Barrow?
No. I don't think so.
What about this?
Whitey was in trouble. He owed $8,000 in gambling debt, and he was being pressed.
By whom?
Some bookmaker.
What bookmaker?
I don't remember.
Was it, Was it Rainbow Benny?
Yes, that was his name. I couldn't raise the money, so I gave Whitey the bracelet to use instead. I took the risk of Stevens finding out. I couldn't do anything else.
Whitey must have had something.
He did.
That's how it goes.
Mr. Charles, you can help me. Give me back the bracelet. If the police get it and Stevens finds out, I don't know what might happen. It won't help you to ruin me. I told you the truth. I loved Whitey. I didn't kill him, and I wouldn't protect his murderer.
I can't give it back to you now, but I'll try to see that the police don't bother you.
Thanks.
That's it. The one after. We did all right.
Fast.
evening, Mr. Charles.
Valentine, open any interesting doors lately?
Just orders, no bang.
Oh.
Ah, good evening, Mrs. Charles.
Hi,
good evening, Raya. Well, strike oil. Don't forget your old pal.
The lady would like to check to the dog, you know?
I'm ready to present it terribly. Stop it, Al.
Mario, we'd like to be introduced to the very handsomest lobster in the establishment.
Ah, this way. Please. This way.
Hey, you won't put the feed bag on us, Nicky? No, I'd like to, but I got a party over there.
What?
What's going on here? Celebration?
Yes, a birthday party for Lefty Rogan's kid. You know Lefty's missus, don't you?
How do you do?
He's exactly a year old today.
Yeah? Well, that's fine. Where's Lefty?
He's been in jail for 5 years.
Yeah. He broke out once.
Oh. Well, I hope you get all the breaks. Both of you.
I'll see you later, Nick. Come back again.
Boys and girls.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Paul. Hi. Molly. We'll Phi Beta Kappa convention. Well, very nice timing, Mommy.
Certainly nice of you to ask us to dinner.
Even nicer to arrange this coming up party. Well, the main point is that thanks to Nick, we are out and together.
Oh, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Charles.
Lois, we're famished.
Well, what is going to be to eat tonight?
Molly, what'll make you happy?
Well, could you suggest something?
Oh, a final word here. If I just come in like you, I order one thing. Sea bass.
I think I'd like that.
One sea bass.
I think shad roll will be my dish, Louis.
The sea bass, she's a very good. She's a number one.
But the chef recommends shad roll.
The chef? Huh.
I'll take sea bass.
Two sea bass.
How's the cracked crab?
You are a Nick's friend. For Nick's friend, the good is none too bad.
Sea bass?
Three sea bass.
Broiled lobster.
You know one sea bass?
Broiled lobster.
But they all order sea bass.
They are easily led.
The sea bass is a fillet. No bones, almost.
A broiled lobster.
The meat. It is white. The skin is a crispy. The butter is this yellow like the sunshine. I serve it steaming hot. It tastes something like you never tasted in your whole life. I'm talking about
sea bass.
Four sea bass.
After gone.
Oh, he's probably going to the bar. He's stupid. Asta. Well, hello, Rainbow. What's the matter, nervous?
That's it. Nervous, I... The horses ain't been running right for me.
Oh, I see. How are they running when Barrow lost that $8,000 to you?
Oh, Nick. You're too smart to get sold in a pipe dream like that.
If I gave the police a drag on that pipe, they might get dreams about you.
Nick, they'd like you to turn the cops on a guy who's clean.
Here's your coffee, sir.
Give me my check.
Yes, sir. Double.
Just like I was telling Abrams, I was nowhere near the office when Whitey got bumped.
The watchman says different. The watchman saw you running away right after the shot.
You're kidding, Nick. You don't mean that.
Benny, relax. Relax. Well, bulletproof vest, huh? Who makes those for you?
Your check, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
Ah!
gun.
Of course, you wouldn't know how it started, would you?
Say a word about this, and you'll do as much for me sometimes.
Asta!
Can't find him. You better get back to the table.
Oh, I'm at the
table. No wonder we husbands stray from home. They leave us alone all the time. Say, did you ever think Albany might stay up for that?
So this quiet me until you two went to the bar.
Well, you're back. Say, what started that cyclone out there, I wonder.
That was Rainbow Benny, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. Shall I call the police? No. Abrams will be here any minute. Besides, I don't think Rainbow will go very far.
Why did he run out?
I don't know. Maybe he went home to change his conscience or something.
You mean he killed Whitey?
Well, he had a reason and a chance. You know, if we only had a little more on Rainbow, we might get him to sing a very pretty song.
Maybe I can get you that little more. Excuse me.
Well, what is going to be to eat tonight? No, si bas.
Hello, Major Scully, please.
Who's speaking, please? Just a moment. Paul Clark.
Thank you. Hello, Paul. It's great to hear from you. I want to see you. Where are you?
I'm at Mario's with Nick. Listen, Major. Nick just had a run-in with Rainbow Benny, but he got away. Some records on Rainbow would help, Nick.
Yes, Paul, of course. Sure, I'll go through the files myself. I'll see that you get them. Right. There they go.
Come on, boys.
You dope. What's the matter, you dope? You got all the luck. What'd you do, swallow a horseshoe?
That's 240 martini, Yeoman.
You tell me, Mrs. Charlotte.
Don't worry, she'll tell me all right. Hiya, Lieutenant. Pull up a turtle and sit down.
Well, you've been having a party. I've been really leveling on this kid.
Hey, you missed the excitement, Lieutenant. Rainbow Benny ran out just as the cyclone came in.
What?
You know the fella that the watchman saw running away from Stephen's office last night? Rainbow Benny.
Yeah, he told you that?
No, but when I suggested it, he scooted out of here like a scared lizard.
Nick, do you mind? I want to...
No. Paul, go and play with the boys. Here's your cigarette case. Minus Miss Porter's fingerprints.
Did they make interesting reading?
And how. That swanky dame of Stevens is a career girl. Her right name is Clara Peters. Served 3 months for shoplifting. Served 1 year for playing a badger game setup. Here's a record on it.
Good work.
And who do you think was mixed up?
Whitey Barrow.
Nick, do you mean Whitey was blackmailing Claire?
Sure, that's what he means. Nick, it's an open and closed case. Whitey was making the Porter dame pay off. So she shut him up for good. I pick her up, she confesses.
No, but wait a minute, Lieutenant. True enough, you've established a great motive for the lady, but we've got one equally good against Stevens, Macy, Rainbow Benny, and, here comes Major Scully. I think he'll have some dope on Rainbow.
Plenty of it, Nick.
Paul, I'm delighted to see you. I can't tell you how bad...
Major, we've got work to do. Hold the reunion later.
Yes, of course, Lieutenant. Well, here it is. We checked most of the bets indicated on that laundry list, and Rainbow Benny was behind every one.
Yeah, that's enough.
My car's outside. Benny doesn't live far away.
I think Paul's entitled to be in on this.
Hey, what about me? I mean us.
Huh? Oh, this is a stag. Look, Mommy, you drink up some of your winnings. Barkeeper, bring Mrs. Charles 240 martinis. We won't be long.
I've heard that before. Come on, Molly.
Quick. Yes, ma'am. This way, Lieutenant. I know where it is.
I've been to see Rainbow before.
It lives upstairs. Step to the right here, gentlemen.
Maybe he's stiff. Let's hope not.
Let me take a look at that.
No key in the lock. It's a cinch.
You kind of see, you can cut him down.
Got it.
That's it. Now let's get him over on the bed.
There we go.
Just drop him on the bed. This is the worst yet.
Oh, it's awful. Phone the coroner.
Yes, sir. Rigor mortis already setting in.
I guess he knew we had him cornered and decided to do it himself.
Look here, Nick. Is this anything?
What's this?
That's the book. The book Whitey Farrell took away from me in Stephen's office.
What? Nick, this is the evidence. Rainbow might as well have signed a confession before he hung himself.
Major, we've got it.
I hope so. Lieutenant, I'm afraid the suicide theory doesn't quite stand up.
But, Nick, there's no sign of anything but a suicide. Look, he got up on that, hung himself on the chandelier, jumped, and kicked the chair. Then he used his own bathrobe sash as a rope.
I think that's all window dressing. Look here. Look at the sash. Silken, smooth. Now look at his throat.
Well, he was hung. There's bound to be marks.
Yes, but not raw lacerations like that. I think he was strangled first with a rough, heavy cord, a rope. And then the stage was set with this overturned chair and chandelier and this sash. And another thing. When Benny skipped out of Mario's tonight, he was wearing a bulletproof vest.
What?
It's not on him now.
Maybe he took it off.
Or it was taken off.
By who?
By whoever hung him there. Our murderer didn't want us to know that Benny had been living in fear of his life.
Nick, who could that have been?
I don't know yet. Lieutenant, I think perhaps we'd better have a little powwow in your office tomorrow.
Keep your hands off.
Here we are, Kettles.
Hold on a minute, will you, Macy? That's Dick Tracy. He'll look good in the comics.
You and Nick Charles can't push me around. Dragging me here like this is illegal.
So is killing people illegal in this state.
Are you accusing me of...
Yeah, spoiling my lunch.
I want to call my lawyer.
That'll be a nickel.
Hello, Lieutenant. He's laughing, boy.
Sit there, Macy. Thanks, boys. Wait outside.
Hello.
That's it?
This is Stevens. I'm down to Abrams' office at police headquarters right away. I don't care how busy you are. Right away.
Oh,
hello.
Oh,
just sit there.
What do you want Clark here for? You don't know nothing. He was just standing over Barrow's body with a gun.
If I was you, Macy, I wouldn't talk too much.
Is it all right if I tell Mr. Stevens that company's coming?
What's the idea of bringing Miss Porter here?
Because I want her here. Is that all right with you?
Where'd it be, Beckel?
I'll be here.
No, please.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry you're being dragged into this.
Oh, it's quite all right, Link. I want to be here if you need me.
Fred, let Miss Porter sit here.
Let her sit there.
Thank you.
Hello, McGuire. Glad to see you. Just sit over there, will you? We flew McGuire in just for you, Fred.
Now, Mommy, if any trouble starts, you dive right under the table. Major Scully and I will join you there.
What kind of trouble, Nick?
Frankly, I don't know, but I'm going to do my level best to stir it up.
Well, I'm counting on you, Nick. Good luck.
Thank you.
Hello, Mrs. Charles. Hiya, Nick.
Major.
Molly.
Paul.
Miss Porter.
Well, condemned man ate a hearty breakfast.
This is yesterday's breakfast. In this job, I don't get a chance to eat. Sit down.
Thank you. We'll get him, Nicky.
Pastor, you keep Mommy quiet.
I invited you all here to meet a murderer.
Good afternoon, Missy.
Have your fun, Charles, but make it quick. I ain't got much time.
Then maybe the state will give you some. Now, nobody speak until he's spoken to.
Quiet, Aster. You're in contempt of court.
Now then, Mr. Stevens.
I've told you everything I know about this.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
The board's the floor below, isn't it?
He's my lawyer. Mr. Fenster, you're just in time to hear your client tell why he visited Rainbow Benny last night. In case you want to deny it, I can get the cab driver who took you there.
Whatever. That was 4 hours before Rainbow was killed. If I was going there to murder him, do you think I'd want a cab driver to know?
No, I don't.
Pardon me, Lieutenant, but speaking of drivers, is Miss Porter's chauffeur here?
Why, yes, he's downstairs in the car. Why?
Well, I thought he might enjoy the view from up here. On a clear day, you can see the jail.
Larson, get Miss Porter's chauffeur.
Yes, sir.
Now I want a word from McGuire. One word. Was Macy in the ticket office with you when Whitey Barrow was killed?
No.
You double-crossing sneak.
I thought it was Macy all along.
Why did you want an alibi so bad, Fred?
Because I didn't want any thick-headed cop setting me up for suspect number one.
Don't you call Nick a thick-headed cop.
Oh, yeah?
And I didn't mean him.
Oh, yeah?
I suppose you wanted an alibi for the same reason, Mr. Stevens?
We'd like to weigh that question.
I didn't need any alibi. I was out of the arena before Whitey was killed.
You drove Mr. Stevens and Miss Porter home from the arena night before last?
Does he have to answer that?
I'm just thinking that over.
Did you drive them home or didn't you?
Yes. I drive them home. Leave arena 9:45.
How come you remember the exact time? What do you do when you get into that car? Punch a clock? You'll verify that, no doubt.
Yes.
And Mr. Stevens, was it your idea that Barrow and Miss Porter were merely casual acquaintances?
Link, be careful. He's trying to trap you.
Sit down.
Molly, let me see that present I gave you last night. I want to give this to another girl.
Nicky!
I found this hidden in Barrow's apartment. While I was there, Miss Porter came in. She'd been there before.
That's a lie. Why'd he stole it from me?
What are you getting at, mister?
Maybe you and your partner, Macy, were relieved when Barrow was found dead. But to Miss Porter, it was really glad tidings. Whitey had been blackmailing her. He knew who she was, all about her. At first, she charmed him into silence. Then she had to use money, and finally, her jewelry.
Why, you cheap phony. And I was using you for an alibi.
That's a laugh.
You needed it a lot more than...
So neither of you had an alibi. I'd think that over if I were you.
I didn't have anything to do with it. I was afraid the police would find the bracelet and trace it to me. Then they'd be sure I killed him, but I didn't. I didn't even know Whitey was dead until he told me.
You murderous tramp.
He told me Whitey was dead before he took me home.
That's a lie. Hey, that's enough of this.
He can't do that to you.
Oh, that's fine.
Any more of this and you'll both land in the cooler.
McGuire.
Yes, sir.
Where did the police pick you up this morning?
Shreveport.
That's right, Mr. Charles. I'm the one to pick him up.
Shreveport, huh? That's only a couple of hundred miles from here. If you left town last night before Benny was killed, how does it come you weren't further away?
My car broke down. Honest, Mr. Charles, I ain't in this. That's the truth, so help me. I lied once for Macy, but I ain't lying now. Barrow had nothing on me.
Supposing Barrow did have something on us. I've been in plenty of scandals. That didn't mean enough for me to kill him.
Why, you yellow welcher.
Are you hinting that maybe I killed Barrow?
Save this fight for the arena, boys.
But if I was milking a rich guy, and Barrow was making me sweat for it, maybe then I'd...
Sure, I looked for Barrow that night. To get my bracelet back, but I swear I didn't find him. Even if I did, even if I killed him, would I take that book? Didn't mean anything to me.
It might have. There's a hold on Stevens. Blackmail, I think it's called.
Yeah, and I suppose I could strangle Benny and hang him up.
No, but your chauffeur could.
That's who he's trying to frame us.
Hold it, son. Let the big boys play with your knife. Maybe they'll give you a nice little pair of cuffs. Well, now, where were we?
Benny was hanging from the ceiling.
Oh, yes. Yes. Because Benny had seen who killed Barrow. Macy, You said you were not disturbed about Barrow's quitting. Why did you threaten him? You did hear that, didn't you, Molly?
Yes, I did.
She should talk. I caught Barrow pawing her that night right in my office, and she was sore.
Is that the truth?
Well, yes. Barrow always said things. He was angry because I wouldn't pay any attention to him. Isn't she sweet?
Did Paul know that Barrow was annoying you?
No, I didn't tell him. I was afraid he might do something rash.
Is this all news to you, Paul? But Molly did tell you that Whitey had had a falling out with his bosses. Why didn't you try talking to him?
Nick, I didn't think it'd do any good. Whitey and I were enemies. I told Major Scully, hoping he could do something. Whitey was killed before anybody could get to him.
Except the murderer. Mr. Stevens, Benny was your betting commissioner, wasn't he?
Yes, Nick, he was. We can prove that.
And representing Stevens, he did do some bribing of jockeys, didn't he?
If you're trying to hang the jockey's murder on me, save your breath.
You and the Flatfoot claim whoever killed the jockey killed Barrow. All right. You can rule me out of that, too. I didn't go near the track that day, and I can prove it.
And I haven't killed a jockey in weeks. Really?
When did you see Rainbow last?
He saw him last night. I went to his apartment, but I didn't see him.
Wasn't he home?
I don't think so. I rang his bell a long time. Then I saw somebody coming up the stairs, and I beat it.
Who was coming up the stairs?
Some kid delivering papers. I didn't want to be seen there, so I ducked away from the door. When the kid went up, I left.
Lieutenant, that apartment house where Benny lived.
The Embassy Arms.
Yes, would you mind getting the janitor on the phone?
Get me the janitor of the Embassy Arms apartments.
One thing about a murder case, if you just let people talk long enough, sooner or later somebody will spill the beans. Well, somebody has. Mr. Finster, where were you last night at 10 o'clock?
Why, I was at home. No, I mean I was out, in bed. No, I was home, but I was in bed.
Are you sure you were in bed?
I'd like to sleep on this.
Hold it. This is the police department.
Oh,
Janitor, okay. Nick.
Yes, please. This is the superintendent.
I want to know something about apartment 25C. So what I want to know is, how long did Rainbow Benny live in that apartment?
Oh, not long. He's moved in last night at 7, and he's dead at 10.
The trot there.
I'm sorry, you got to speak more noisy, please.
I said, where did he live before that?
Oh, I live in apartment 32 Hay. That's right at the top of the stairs.
Well, gentlemen, and ladies, we have our murderer.
Nicky, I can't stand it. Was it me?
Yeah, Nick, is it her? Huh?
Nick, who is it? You, Major.
Nick, you're joking.
No wonder the Stevens-Macy syndicate was riding high. With a special deputy for the state legislature as a silent partner, you were in a beautiful position to cover up the syndicate's racket, weren't you, Major?
Nick, what are you saying?
Then you found your golden harvest was in danger. Whitey Barrow was scared, threatened to talk. That would have meant exposure for you. Ruin. So to protect yourself and your fellow thieves, you caught up with him and killed him, leaving your friend, Paul Clark, to take the rap.
You can't mean this, Nick. It's nonsense, every word of it.
You were clicking beautifully until we released Paul and used the accidental death of the jockey for bait.
Accidental death?
Yes. Golis wasn't murdered. He shot himself by accident. But we let it stand as a murder. And we spread the news that whoever had killed Barrow had also killed the jockey. We said we were looking for one murderer. But then, Major, you did just what Lieutenant Abrams said you would do.
Yeah. What was that?
You tried to frame someone else to fit that picture. So you picked on poor little Rainbow Benny. Because he'd been mixed up with jockeys and crooked races. And to the police, he might seem like a double killer. You strangled him. And in his fireplace, you planted Stevens's ledger, which contained the records of the syndicate's crooked deals, including your rake-off. Of course, you carefully burned the ledger so that only the cover remained. You removed Benny's bulletproof vest so the police would never know that he'd been living in fear of his life. And then you strung him up to make it look like a suicide, which would have closed this case.
Why, Nick, you must be mad. You can't prove a word of this.
Major, you said last night that you had visited Benny before.
Yes, I did.
When was the last time you visited him?
Why, a week ago.
A week ago. And that's how it was that last night you could lead us directly to his apartment?
Why, yes, I remember the way.
But that wasn't the way a week ago. That was the way only after 7 o'clock last night.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Rainbow Benny moved from apartment 32A to apartment 25C at 7 o'clock yesterday evening. The janitor just said so. If you hadn't visited Benny for a week, how did you know that he was in 25C when you led us there last night? Your partner, Mr. Stevens, settled this case when he said he stood outside Benny's apartment and saw the stairs. Well, you cannot see the stairs from apartment 25C. You made only one misstep, Major. But you left a big, bloody footprint.
Well, Lieutenant,
I should say...
Stop this shooting or I'll drop cars!
No, Major, no! Nick, look out!
So that's what became of the bulletproof vest.
That, Mr. Charles, will be your last deduction. Yes, I almost closed the case with Rainbow Benny, but now I'll close it with you. Congratulations, Paul. You've got your scoop, but you won't be able to write it. And I've got two more bullets, one for each of you. We'll dissolve our partnership right now. But you're the smartest, Mr. Charles, so you're the...
No, Nicky, run!
Run,
man!
Let's go!
Run, Nicky!
You all right?
Oh, Nora, you were wonderful.
She certainly was. Mommy, you're a heroine.
Oh, what happened? What did I do? Do? Well, you saved all our lives.
Well, you jumped right into the muzzle of the gun.
I did? Oh.
Think this gun isn't loaded. When did you empty it?
Huh? Oh, about 3 years ago, when Nicky was cutting his teeth on it.
Well, I'm not a heroine.
Oh, yes, you are, Mommy. You're the bravest gal in the world. Oh, wait a minute. Almost forgot something. For Valor.
Oh, Nicky. Is this one for keeps?
So's this one.